Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Back on board. It's great to have you here on another Monday in the central Susquehanna Valley and all over Pennsylvania. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. You call that number, you talk to our producer this morning, Rob Center. Rob says hello to you, finds out who you are and what you want to talk about, and then he puts you through to me, and I put you on the air, and I argue with you, and you fight with me, and then we have a good time. That's the whole object of the program. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more car, satisfying more customers since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize there in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at SunburyMotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company does sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, a repair garage for all types of vehicles, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Again, our hotline number is 570-743-9565. You can email us, as several have done already, at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword or phrase, if you will, OTM, at the start of your message so that we know who you are and we can read exactly what you have to say. As we will do with our friend E.B., who, of course, is again upset about Donald Trump. She has this morning to say, "Dementia Donald strikes again. At a campaign event in New Hampshire, he made some rambling claim about the president of Hungary being asked what he plans to do about President Obama. Of course, as anyone who doesn't have dementia knows, Obama hasn't been the president since January 20th, 2017. Poor doddering old Donnie can't even remember that Joe Biden is our president. Maybe losing to Biden by 7 million votes affected his memory. Senility is the reason, or is reason enough, why he shouldn't be allowed near the White House again. Even worse is that he referred to his political enemies as vermin on his failing Truth Social platform. That's language straight out of Nazi propaganda. It's not the first time he said things that are similar to Hitler speak. That probably won't matter to his cult members because, well, we all know the answer to that one, don't we?" And that is signed by E.B. And since she talks about doddering old fools, one of our other emailers says this: "The Center Square Voters Voiced poll, conducted in conjunction with Nobel Predictive Insights, found that 68% of likely voters say there should be an age limit for president, and 63% say the same for the U.S. senators and members of the House. The poll found that 59% said there should be an age limit for Supreme Court justices as well. The poll of 2,605 likely voters includes 1,035 Republicans, 1,074 Democrats, and 496 true independents, and is among the most comprehensive in the country. It comes as the front-runner presidential candidates for both parties would be in their 80s when they theoretically leave the White House at the end of the term in 2028. And we had one caller on the line, one that was coming in, but we both called at the same time, and our producer only has one set of hands and one set of ears. So whoever that was that didn't get through, try again. Eric, you're on the mark this morning.
Morning, Joe. Happy Monday to you. So the results of last Tuesday's election, it seems like abortion or women's rights, depending which side of the issue you look at, looked like it got some mandate across the nation. I believe our neighbors to the west put into their Constitution of Ohio that abortion, or right to a woman's right to choose, was mandated. I think in our own Supreme Court race, that was I think a big issue. So do you think this is going to continue on to the national scene when we elect a lot more folks in 2024?
I think that would depend on whether or not the Republicans modify their, I won't say their views, but the way they present their views. I think if they stick if they stick with these tough abortion, if you will, regulations or restrictions, I think it's going to be rough for them, because obviously the American people don't want to be as hard on abortion as the Republicans and apparently the I was going to say the Christian right wants them to be. I just don't think it's a winner. And Donald Trump, I don't always agree with the guy. He said the same thing. Republicans need to rethink this issue, and I think they're right. I think he's right.
Yeah, and, you know, whether you're which side of the debate you're on, and I am not. I'm an anti-abortion person, but I believe ultimately a woman has to have the right, some rights to her own body. And the far right would seem to disagree with me, which is fine. I think any woman who has an abortion, which is not due to her health or due to rape or incest or a crime committed against her, will ultimately become to regret that. I really do. If it's by choice of not wanting to have a baby at the time, I think ultimately they'll come to regret that. On the other hand, I think a woman has to have some rights to her own body. And to say that no matter what, the baby must prevail, even to the woman's health, or if it's a result of a rape or incest or other crime against her, that's an issue that that needs to be looked at more. But I think, yeah, it looks like the Republicans might be modifying their position on that. But I think the mandate across the United States is women have some rights to their own bodies, and that could be a big issue. I know the church I go to is against it, but realizes that women are put in very hard situations. We are committed to support the women in the decision they have to make, and then support them afterwards in any healing that needs to take place.
Well, why is it society? Okay, let's say you're right. Let's say women do have that right. But I don't think that we as taxpayers should have to fund any part of it. Why should I pay? In other words, there are so many options out there for birth control. There are so many options. Some of them even include after the act medications that will stop a pregnancy.
A lot of people are trying to ban, Joe. Trying to restrict access to, right?
I would think that there you're not certain you're committing an abortion. You're taking the pill to hopefully prevent a conception, which is a little bit different proposition, I think.
But there's some groundswell to try to prohibit
those
things.
But why should we pay for it, Eric? Why should the taxpayer?
Okay, well, what if it's a result of a crime? What if it's someone under 18 who is pregnant?
If I get stuck up on Market Street in Sunbury, who's going to pay me back my money? Nobody. Unless I have an insurance policy. Nobody's going to refund me my money. Nobody in government's going to give me my money back. If a bank gets held up,
you will not result in a pregnancy as a result of a rape either.
But what I'm saying is, if you want one, you pay for it. What's wrong with that?
And you would have let's say that someone's on Medicaid program, and the woman's life is in danger. You're going to say Medicaid's not going to pay to save her life?
If her health is in danger, but we're not talking about the extreme. I'm talking about just every day as a general rule of thumb. Why should the taxpayers be involved in your choice to have an abortion?
I agree. But if it's a result of a crime or a result of, the woman's health in danger, because ultimately if that person's on Medicaid...
Eric, you've said on this program that sometimes you don't want to pay your taxes or your taxes going to certain things. I don't want mine going to abortions.
In any case, in any way.
Well, I think if you want an abortion, and unless there's a reason of health, and insurance would pay for that. I mean, if you show up at an emergency room and you're sick, they take care of you whether you have insurance or not. So I would say that if a woman presents herself at an emergency room and she's got a life-threatening condition that involves pregnancy, certainly she should be treated. I'm not arguing that with you. But I'm saying if it's a matter of choice.
When I was working for the program, abortion was not covered.
If it's a matter of choice, if it's a matter of choice, you pay.
I can go along with that. But again, let's not throw it to the other point where you're saying, hey, no matter what, it can't be taken care of, because if it's a child who's raped or incest, or if the woman's life is in danger, because ultimately, if the woman's life is in danger and the medical complication, we're going to pay for it anyway. The person's on Medicaid, because we're going to pay for her care.
Well, and if she has the child and winds up on welfare, we wind up paying for it for a lot longer.
So you're arguing against yourself, Joe.
No, I'm just saying there are implications no matter which way you go.
There are definitely implications, but I think we're agreeing that there has to be some leeway in this issue, and take the stand that if a woman becomes pregnant, she has to have the baby no matter what. It is not one we can, as a country, stand behind.
All right, but you know, let's face it, unless she was raped, she made a conscious choice to engage in a practice that she knew could lead to pregnancy. And in that case, it's not our responsibility to pay for her error in judgment or her boyfriend's error in judgment. It's not our responsibility.
What if that person's under age 15?
You know, what if they tap dance in Bolivia? I mean, that's hard.
This came up because of that situation in Ohio. This is a real situation. Right, where that child in Ohio had to go, where Indiana was Indiana, I don't know what
right.
it came
that,
up. It's
yeah,
true.
All right, but she did have access to it, right? She did get it.
Yeah,
nothing says it has to be available on the corner store, you know, in the back room of the corner store in downtown Sealands Grove. Nothing says that it has to be that immediately available. If she got it and she wanted it and she got it, case closed.
Unfortunately, Joe, what happened was back before Roe versus Wade is. In the back room of the corner stores where a lot of these abortions were performed.
Well, I'm talking, maybe I should have said on the corner hospital or medical clinic instead of the store.
No, but you bring up a good point that this is, if we outlaw all of it, it won't prevent it. It'll just.
No, it won't prevent it, and that's wrong too. You know, women lost their lives with these coat hanger abortions years ago.
Exactly. So. Okay, I know you have another caller coming.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to solve this problem. We aren't going to solve this problem today.
No, we bring it to light by discussing it rationally, not by saying, well, it's God's will. If a woman becomes pregnant, she has to have the baby. You know, God's will a lot of things, right? God's will that little kids get killed in car accidents, too. I mean, we can argue ourselves right around the head of a pin on this. But,
no argument there.
But discussion needs to have to happen. And I think with the results of the election, both in Pennsylvania and across the nation, the will of the American people is being put forth, I think, a lot on this issue. And we'll see more coming up.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Thanks,
as always,
Joe.
Eric.
Appreciate
Take care,
it.
Sir. All right. We have a break coming up, and we're looking to see whether or not CBS has been able to get us somebody that we wanted to talk to about the government shutdown this morning. But right now, Stan's on the mark from Danville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Safe, legal, and rare. Wasn't that the catchphrase?
Bill Clinton.
Back when Roe v. Wade?
That was Bill Clinton who said that.
Bill Clinton. Okay. So whatever happened to safe, legal, and primary word, rare?
Well, how common is it today?
Well,
I mean, it's getting harder and harder.
A million a year, that's not uncommon, is it?
Well, you're right. I would think that out of those million people, if your number's correct, and I don't know. I was just about to look it up on my phone to see if someone could give me a number of abortions.
I could be a little high. Could be a little low. I don't know. But it's way too many. You know, there isn't that many rapes, incest, and health of mother issues that they need abortions for, correct?
Right.
Okay. So the other abortions are for the convenience of the mother. Correct?
Well,
any other reason? If it isn't for the health of the mother, you know, to save her life with, say, an atopic pregnancy or a miscarriage where they have to evacuate the dead baby, which, in my opinion, isn't an abortion. It's a procedure to save the mother. That's not an abortion because the baby's dead already. Correct?
All right, but you're ignoring the fact that let's say that she's in a committed relationship to a guy who finds out she's pregnant and he leaves, and she has no way to sustain that child or to raise it up and to provide for
help.
It. Well, yeah,
there
but
is
you
help.
Want do you, there is help, but one of the choices she might make is an abortion.
and that's a choice. But she isn't taking responsibility for her actions. That's the way I look at it, okay? You know, and you're right, Joe. We shouldn't be paying for it. You know, that's why Tommy Tuberville is holding up military promotions in the U.S. Senate, because the government is saying that they will cover abortions for members of the military that go out of state if the state that they're stationed in prohibits abortions. So he says, no, that's wrong. Government shouldn't be paying for that.
Well,
so that's why he's holding them up.
I do have an answer to your question. The last year for which the CDC and reported a yearly national total for abortions was 2020, and neither organization reported a large change from the previous year. The CDC says there were 620,327 abortions nationally in 2020 in the District of Columbia and 47 states, a 1.5% decrease from 629,898 in 2019.
Well, we all know what happened in 2020, don't we?
Pandemic,
COVID,
yeah.
Lockdown,
right.
Yep. So people were separated, so they weren't doing the, you know, the tango as much then. Some of them, some were doing it more, but they weren't necessarily able to get to an abortion clinic to take care of their, quote, problem.
But it's a very complex issue, and, you know, and Eric can go about and say, well, what about this, what about that? And you can do the same thing, and so can I. But
I'm
think
not disagreeing, Joe.
The basic premise was whether or not what started his question, I admit I took him a little bit off of his target topic, which was whether or not the Republicans are going to suffer for this their stand on abortion in the next election. And I think they will, because I think they have become more extreme. For whatever reason, the country has moved a little bit to the left on this issue and not to the right.
Well, it's a messaging issue, the way they message it. But, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, it's the states that have late-term abortion, and some are trying to codify up to the moment of birth and beyond. You know, when I hear the term, was it 40, 50 weeks? I think I've heard that. 50 weeks, abortions up to 50 weeks. That's 10 months, correct? No, not 44 weeks.
44, I was going to say, I don't think, hopefully the child 40, is...
44 weeks, or 40 weeks, 40 weeks. 36 months would be 9 months.
36 weeks, you mean, 36 weeks.
36 weeks, right, would be 9 months. So, and I've heard in certain states it's up to 40 weeks. Okay? Well, that would be tend to be after birth, which
right.
is, that sure isn't safe, rare, and legal, because I don't believe taking the life of a baby after it's born is legal. I don't care what you want to call it.
Well, that almost sounds like murder, but I don't understand. I know that there's
almost?
Some people that I know there's some people who favor some kind of late-term abortion, but I wasn't aware that you could get away with it out of the womb.
Well, Governor Northam of Virginia, what did he talk about in that interview? That they would have the child and lay the child on the table and discuss with the mother what she wanted to happen.
Well, and you see what happened. You see what happened to him, don't you? He's no longer the governor.
But personally, anybody that supports that, and if they ever codify it fully into law anywhere, those people should be brought up on charges or something.
I don't think it'll ever happen. I don't think it'll ever be codified that after birth. I don't. The American people may have moved slightly to the left on this issue, but not that far left.
40 weeks would be after birth.
I think 16 weeks seems to be what most of the places are saying makes a more sense than anything else.
And that's right. And that's probably the majority. But the radicals want it longer. Okay, the radicals. But, you know, it all comes back to they say it's the right of the mother to have control over her body. Okay, let me put it to you this way. When a woman becomes pregnant, there are two bodies. Okay, so she wants control over both bodies, not just her body. Correct?
Right, right.
When a pregnant woman goes to a doctor, there are and is being treated and taken care of as a pregnant mother, there are two patients, correct?
Right.
There is the mother and the baby. So when you want to remove that other body from yourself, that would be infanticide, in my opinion. Now, some people say I'm a radical.
Well,
no, I just want the poor baby to live. And if the mother can't take care of it, there are thousands upon thousands of people looking for a child to adopt because they are incapable of having a child.
Okay. Hey, listen, we have to take a break here, but I appreciate your call, Stan, and I agree with you more than I disagree with you, okay? Thank you, sir. 570-743-9565. One of our emailers or texters says, are your phones down? Rings and rings. No, we're here. Keep trying. And then another texter says, here we go again, bunch of men talking about something that can never happen to them. I'm a woman. If I want an abortion, I will get one. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penn Teledata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penn Teledata.
Did you know that you should be drinking as much water in the colder months as you do in the winter months? Just ask the folks who know. Tulpehockon Mountain Spring Water. Our bodies are mostly made of water, and regardless of the time of year, they require good hydration. Men and women alike need 8 to 10 glasses daily. Plus, when you're hydrated, your appetite is much more controlled, which can help give your body the energy it needs to break down fat. You've never really tasted water until you taste Tulpehockon Mountain Spring Water, the water most beneficial to your health. Tulpehockon, nature's finest drink.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come explore the many grocery items at low wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. The holiday season is upon us, and Surplus Outlet has you covered, from decorations to all the holiday fixings for a sit-down meal. Surplus Outlet has a great selection of fresh hams, fruits, and vegetables, and desserts to fit any budget. If you're looking for a gift to give to someone that will go far, be sure to pick up a Surplus Outlet gift card.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
It's oil heating season, the best time of all, and MidPen Energy always has you covered. Save yourself time and hassle with their online ordering service through jjpowell.com. You'll be heating with confidence this winter with the exceptional service from MidPen Energy. They provide all your home heating needs, plus HVAC repairs and servicing. Trust their friendly, trained experts at MidPen Energy for new systems, repairs, and maintenance, no matter the temperature outside. MidPen Energy, now offering free delivery on orders of 100 gallons or more. Visit jjpowell.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our hotline is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236. One of our emailers sent us an article that I think is very interesting. It says, a large majority of voters say that public schools should focus on the basics, math, reading, writing, science, and social studies to improve the quality of public education in the country. That's according to the latest Center Square Voters Voice poll conducted in late October in conjunction with Noble Predictive Insights. The poll of 2,605 likely voters includes an equal number, roughly, of Republicans and Democrats, and about a half of that number of independents, and is among the most comprehensive in the country. The poll comes as the nation has seen academic achievement decline since school closures related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and as cultural debates about gender ideology and curriculum content roll parents and communities in school board meetings across the country. 62% of registered voters say they thought focusing on core subject areas such as math, reading, writing, science, and social studies would improve the quality of public education, by far the top position supported by those who were surveyed. Of those surveyed who have children under the age of 18, 55% say focusing on core subjects is essential to improving education, while 70% of parents with children over the age of 18 say the same thing. Only 25% of the voters surveyed said that spending more classroom time on social emotional learning would improve educational outcomes. I agree with that, and there's a story written by Zach Hoops in Penn Live last week. He did a great job in this, a very comprehensive story that says a lawsuit brought by conservative parents over religious exemptions to West Shore School District's character building program is expected to be settled after the parties agreed to a final stipulation in the case. West Shore School Board voted Thursday night to approve the agreement, which was filed in federal court on Friday. The resolution will still need to be accepted by the judge in the case, although both parties say they fully expect that to occur. In the suit, two pairs of West Shore parents claimed the district had failed to excuse their children from Character Strong, a curriculum set designed to teach children social skills such as kindness and compassion, after they had requested a religious exemption to the lessons, with one parent telling the school district, quote, "Not every human is deserving of my child's empathy," unquote. That's an interesting proposition. The district's legal counsel, Brooke Say, told Penn Live the district would refrain from commenting on the case until the matter had received judicial approval. Speaking Friday, the plaintiff's attorney told Penn Live that the agreement was a complete vindication of the plaintiff's case. It achieved all the objectives of the plaintiff's litigation, he said, particularly by not requiring plaintiffs or any other parents in the district to justify their religious beliefs. The stipulation order and release of future liability specifies that the plaintiff's children will be excused from Character Strong and other social and emotional learning, or SEL, lessons. The order also stipulates that all parents will be able to exempt their children from any social emotional learning instruction without needing to define which parts of the curricula they find objectionable to their religious beliefs, the key sticking point in the case. The district also agrees that it will no longer put the onus on students to excuse themselves from the classroom if their parents have opted them out. The parties also agreed the district responses to the parents were not consistent and therefore infringed upon the plaintiff's rights. The agreement awards the plaintiffs $40,000 to cover their legal fees. The lawsuit was originally filed in January in county court, although it was subsequently moved to federal jurisdiction, given that its core arguments dealt with the religious freedom and protection clauses of the First and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Zimlong submitted the case with the backing of the America First Legal Group, a conservative law foundation headed by former Trump advisor Stephen Miller. Character Strong and other SEL curricula have become a common target of conservative groups who assert that the lessons covertly contain left-wing ideology, particularly when it comes to race and the acceptance of LGBTQ plus people. In an email filed as evidence by the plaintiff's attorneys, one of the parents asserts to West Shore school officials that her conservative Christian values conflict with Character Strong lessons because, quote, "not every human being is deserving of my child's empathy, and not everyone deserves respect, empathy, honesty, and kindness from my children." In another email included in the suit, that parent asked the district officials if they would guarantee that, quote, "there will be no discussion on if one race is dominant over another, or that one may be more privileged, that you will not preach or speak of that, and that there are more than two genders. It makes the common sense to me, and that the district would, quote, protect our belief that we are people and pro-life. As assistant superintendent replied that Character Strong contains none of the topics the parents queried, and that the parents under the district policy would need to identify specific instruction within the curriculum which conflicts with your religious beliefs in order to exempt their children, a discussion that was apparently not fruitful. The second family at issue provided an opt-out request that consisted only of an extended quotation from Seventh-day Adventist doctrine about the importance of home and family life, according to evidence provided in the case. Both families said in their legal filing that the children were not pulled out of Character Strong lessons as they had wished, although the children in question, quote, are exempt from the curriculum at issue during the pendency of this litigation. Now, that's a very interesting challenge, I think, and this, again, is a great story written by Zach Hoops for Penn Live last week. So what do you think? Do parents have an obligation or the right to pull their kids out of this kind of class without having to justify what it is they find offensive? As I get it, and from Zach's story, what makes it pretty clear is that the parents were told that if they want their child to have an exemption from this type of learning, they have to specify exactly what parts of the curriculum are, counter to their religious beliefs. Well, that's requiring people to put their faith out there when they don't really have to. I mean, I think it should just be the parents having an absolute right to say, I don't want my kid to get this kind of instruction, because this is not, as the survey that I referred to at the start of this discussion, it does not have to do with the basic skills of reading, writing, learning that we have a school system to teach our kids. You know, and I think if parents want their kids to be empathetic and kind and loving to every human being, that's something they can teach them at home. It's not what we have the school system to do. When we turn the public education system into a petri dish for trying to make social situations better, I think we run afoul of what our basic premise is, and that's to educate kids. Okay, I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say about this topic or any other. Give us a call at 570-743-9565. One of our emailers says, I agree with Stan. He is a radical. The two bodies are connected by an umbilical cord. The mother is keeping the baby alive. Many things can go wrong. Mind your own nutty business. Okay. 570-743-9565. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more of On the Mark right after this.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Who doesn't need to save money on their grocery bill? Hi, this is Justin Michaels of Surplus Outlet, and I invite you to come and explore the many grocery items at below wholesale prices at Surplus Outlet. If you haven't checked out your local Surplus Outlet, you're missing out on the savings that could go right back into your pocket. Surplus Outlet carries the same items as the big box stores, but with greater savings. I encourage you to stop in today to Surplus Outlet to see for yourself the great selection of paper products, pet food, cleaning supplies, health and beauty items that go along with your everyday groceries. The cashier will be sure to do the checkout for you and bag your groceries when you're done. The winter weather is upon us, and Surplus Outlet has you covered with rock salt and windshield washer fluid to help fight the inclement weather. Surplus Outlet has a great selection of national brand coffees, teas, hot chocolate, and soups to keep you warm. The prices are always hot at Surplus Outlet, so stop in today to help beat the winter weather.
Surplus Outlet has two great locations, Route 11 Northumberland and Route 15 Montgomery. Surplus Outlet is open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed on Sundays. Be sure to follow and like Surplus Outlet on Facebook at Surplus Outlet Grocery Stores for special deal notifications. Do it today.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love two turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You check your phone, thermostat, and weather often. But the most important check of all should be yourself. COVID is still out there, but boosters against the latest variants are available. Find out where and how to get up to date at CheckYourselfCentralPA.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. We've got two callers on our hotline at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Joe, you were first online, so you get to go first now. You're on the mark.
Right, I'd like to comment on Eric's subject of the Ohio abortion, whatever happened there.
They codified it. They voted to codify the right to an abortion into their state constitution. That's what happened.
I know Pennsylvania just can't have one session on that. Is that different than Ohio? I mean, if we want to change something about the constitution, we have to go through a series of...
So do most states, but it has to go through twice, as I recall. It has to go through two sessions of the state legislature. Well, I think in most states it does. It's
Okay. So, I mean, did they start that, or is it in now? Did they go through the full?
If you're talking about Ohio, they started it. They have, I think it's going in their constitution. That's what they voted on.
Okay.
Hold it a second. Let me explain to you. I think what happens here is it has to go through two sessions of the state legislature and then is approved by the people in an election. And that's what I believe happens here. I may be wrong, but I think that's the way it works. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't... I wasn't following it that close, but my interest was more on how Eric brought up his church and how they believe that somehow that they don't believe it's right, whatever. So I would like him to, as how does his church explain in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 21, verse 22 through 26, because... That deals with a pregnant woman and their injuring of the baby that she's carrying or the death of the baby.
But it's not a moral issue to many people. I grant you.
I'm asking Eric in particular. Since he brought it up, I'm interested in how he reads that and says there's anything other than, you know, that's a woman's body and... I myself, just through science, I don't think that is the woman's body. That's an independent living being from the get-go. It has different DNA. That's why I say the science part of it.
Right, but it can't, up until a certain point, it can't exist outside the mother's womb.
True. That's God's way, or that's almost, if you want to call it, nature's way.
That's nature, right. That's the way it works.
Elephant. Right, even birds have protection for their young, right, within an egg.
Right.
Right, so I'm not arguing that point that it... I don't know God's will or his intent or anything on creation, why he, you know, decided that we would be young and then old. Why not old and young? I don't know. You can ask anything like that. That's not my point. It's on how Eric his church deals with this one that really does talk about something specific of what we're talking about. Some people won't say it, that's an abortion, but that's even less than an abortion because it's done by accident.
in my interpretation of that chapter 21, verse 22,
26. The question, though, is it a moral issue with you, or is it a women's rights issue?
It's a moral issue, because in the Bible also, in the New Testament, which a lot of progressives like, Peter said, I must obey the laws of God rather than the laws of man. So, you can Google that and read it.
Well, if you want to go back to the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill is a pretty obvious one. But here,
right.
but we not everybody is governed by that. Not everybody
I
believes.
I didn't say they were. I'm talking about Eric in particular. I know you want to go somewhere else with it, and I'll say that, yes, I understand that the United States is not a theocracy and we don't have a somewhat of a pope, you know, or an Ayatollah dictating what we should believe. I understand that. But I'm talking about Eric's moral, because he says, just to clear it up for me, how he deals with that with a church that kind of, I don't know if they accept abortion. I don't know how he would put it. But I'm talking to somebody in particular.
Right, okay.
I understand the laws and why. I know the Constitution is not any way have a religion put forward by the government. I understand that, Joe.
But not everybody's religion views it the same way.
I understand that. I'm talking about Eric, because he gets on here and I don't get to talk to people often.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Huh?
I understand what you're saying. You're asking Eric for Eric's justification.
Right, because the other people, you can read lots. I know that there's different religion. There's, agnostic people that don't
right.
believe at all. Why would they even, look at the Bible then? They can look at the laws and see what, that Roe v. Wade was, and then it was sent back to the states like a lot of people wanted to do. Now Ohio does what they want to do. Why does that bother me in Pennsylvania, what Ohio did?
But it's all highly personal. I agree with you on that. You're asking him how he justifies it through his faith. I can't
right.
justify my position through my faith. My faith is absolutely opposed to abortion in any form. Yet I think the life of the mother, rape, and incest are legitimate exceptions. So,
right.
I have to arrive at my own conclusion.
I heard yours. Yeah, you've mentioned that quite a few times, and I don't know how you do that. How do you have the truthful word of God put to you of the importance that there was not a life prior to that conception? It wasn't a physical life. If you believe in a soul, you're a Catholic, and you believe that there's a soul, that soul was joined with the body at a certain time at conception, a lot of people think. If you read that and don't believe it, well, I'm not going to judge you.
I don't know how to judge you.
It's not up to me to judge
that's
you.
That's not what I don't believe. What I believe is that if the woman had nothing, no choice in it, if she was raped or if incest was a part of it, that's not a choice. I don't think so. She didn't make the choice to get pregnant. Other women who make a valid choice to go out.
She may have not made that choice, but she has to make the choice you're talking about. To abort or to
right.
carry
and that's
the baby.
And that's her choice.
There's many stories of babies of rape that have grown up to be normal and happy people, right?
I'm not saying they don't.
They may never know they're a product of that.
That's true, but the
mother... So her choice is...
Could you let me get a word in edgewise? What I'm saying is I don't think that a woman, if she has been raped or if she's been a victim of incest or if there's something wrong with her health that's going to take her life, I think that's her choice. I think that she has an absolute right to make that decision. She may choose to keep the child, she may choose not to, but I think it's her choice. If it's a matter of convenience, that's an entirely different issue, Joe.
So you right, well then you fight for the less than 1%, so the other 99 can make their choice on convenience. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm
you're
not making them
that
make their
one
choice.
Woman who I looked up in many times I've looked at the abortion. I forget the name of the article now, but it's a very big study from a somewhat not a very conservative group, but anyhow. It's less than 1% on medical, and it's about 1% on incest or rape. So you're making the argument for those three people that the other million or so babies could be aborted at the leisure of I don't want a baby because I can't afford it.
Not the argument I'm making, but we have to. I'm sorry. We have to move on, Joe. I'm sorry. We have to move on. We have to take a quick break. We have a caller on the line. We can take more callers. 570-743-9565.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
You're on the Spot Reporter back at Sleep World with Jim, Joe, and the guys. Hey, is that another new group of furniture on the floor?
I'll tell you, Scott, we are thrilled to add this to our store. Solid wood, Amish-made furniture made right here in Pennsylvania.
The quality is the best we've ever seen. Believe me, this is the kind of furniture you're going to hand down from generation to generation.
And it's custom-made for each customer. You choose the wood you want, cherry, oak, hickory, birch.
Go ahead. You can choose the stain you want. You might be trying to match the stain to an antique piece you have in your bedroom. Take these wood samples and see how well they match. Then you can even choose your own handles.
Guys, I have to say, that's a great idea. Everyone could have their own custom-made furniture.
And don't forget, we have the lowest prices in the area on mattresses and box springs to complete your bedroom.
And you can customize your own bed with the personal comfort bed and choose the firmness of your mattress.
Even if you disagree with your spouse, you choose the feel from one side to the other.
Stop in at Sleep World and check out the new Amish-made solid wood furniture, along with personal comfort beds, on the Strip in Sealands Grove, next to Lowe's.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products, and we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The big guy in the red suit, his helpers, and those animals that pull the sleigh, well, they're all getting ready to go. So parents and guardians of kiddos between the ages of 5 and 8, you need to get ready too. The 2023 edition of the award-winning holiday program Talk to Santa starts Monday, November 27th at 6 on Eagle 107 and News Radio 1070 WKOK. Call 570-286-5838, extension 221, weekdays between 9 and 5, and set up your kiddos' time on Talk to Santa. Call early, though. Spots on the show fill up fast. That's 570-286-5838. Extension 221.
Well, here we go again, boys and girls. All right, Lance has been waiting patiently. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, a fine morning it is after the mist cleared, huh?
Yep.
Why, anyway, you know, we as adults have the right to practice venery wherever, however, with whomever is agreeable.
To practice
correct?
What?
Venery.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And with that right, what responsibility should come with it?
It's your position. Tell me.
Well, okay. I think it is embodied in this exactly how you call it, truism. Let's put it this way. If I am not for myself, then who will be for me? And if I am only for myself, then who am I? And I think that really does go to the root of the whole problem here.
In what way? What are you saying? You're a little...
Okay, all right. Now, the pro-choicers are saying you have no responsibility with that right except to yourself. That's it. None for anybody else.
I don't think they're going to phrase it quite that way. I think what they're going to say is that a woman has the right to determine what happens with her body and that no one else should intervene in that decision. It's like if you decide to shave in the morning, no one's going to force you not to. Or no one's going to come in conversely and say to you, Lance, you got to shave this morning. It's your body. You want to shave, you shave. If you don't, you don't.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to blow my neighbor away, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, I think, well, with my own body, you know, I often said, reach under my left arm, pull down my favorite 45, and I aim it in the general direction of his chest and squeeze the trigger twice.
But your neighbor's not in your body. And a child, an infant, a fetus is in the body of a woman. You're killing somebody who is external. If they're choosing to kill someone who's internal, that's a different proposition according to them. You know, I know a lot of people who would say, I would never murder anybody, but I would have an abortion if it came to that. And they don't see it as murder.
I know they don't think it is, but it is. You're ending a life.
So you would say no exceptions at all, ever, under any circumstance?
Oh, no, no. When there are medical times, you know, the baby dies inside, they're trying to say that it's not legal. It's what it is.
All right, what about the woman who was raped?
Well, that would depend on the circumstance. It could have been a legal rape, but it really wasn't a rape.
What's a legal rape? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that term, of legal rape.
Define it. There's a word for it that isn't coming up, I guess, because of my age. But in the eyes of the law, it is, okay? When someone who is 20 years old...
Oh, you're talking about statutory rape?
Yes, that's the word I'm coming for, okay?
Well, that
statutory.
Okay, well, that certainly should be an instance where the woman gets a choice or the girl gets a choice to decide whether or not she wants to have that child. Maybe somebody needs to make that for her, depending on her age. I mean, some kids just aren't capable of making those decisions.
Well, the lady that I voted for to carry the banner in the Republican Party for Washington Senate, was an incestual rape, and when her mom was 11 years old, they always say, well, then the mind is a little adult, you know, and the whole thing. Well, this lady was not. I mean, she was right there, graduate of, I think Harvard, something like that. And so circumstances alter cases is what I'm trying to say.
Sure they do. But, you know, you cannot have an absolute in this, I don't think. But many people would argue, yes, you can have an absolute. It's absolutely okay or it's absolutely not okay. But I think, as you say, circumstances modify the decision. And I, someone says to me, our prior caller, I guess Joe, thought it was all black and white. The older I get, the more I see things in shades of gray. And I don't think it's situational ethics. I think it's just if you consider the other guy's point of view. You know, they always say, don't judge me until you've walked a mile in my shoes. You know, I wouldn't want to be the person that sat up as the abortion ombudsman who made the decision whether or not a woman could or could not have it based on what her circumstances were. I wouldn't want to, put my moral values into someone else. I might tell them what I think, but I sure as hell wouldn't want the obligation to make that irrevocable decision for them. Would you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
But yet you believe in certain absolutes.
Yes, you're right there. That is for sure. The absolute being that is a human being in that womb. But now, the thing is here, though, no woman that's carrying a child need raise it. And they say 75% is because the kid's at the wrong time and they can't afford it. Well, long ago now, every state has a law that says you have the child and abandon it and
Yeah.
We take care of it.
Well, there's a safe haven where you're supposed to be able to drop a child off, and it will be cared for. Hey, we're out of time, Lance. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your comments. Always fun talking to you. Call us again. We'll be back tomorrow with On the Mark on WKOK Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for joining us today. Brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK Sunbury.